Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Alex here, and today we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart and stomach: understanding proactive nutrition. You know that feeling when you're rushing out the door, grabbing whatever's closest for breakfast? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that those quick decisions could be setting the tone for your entire day and even your long-term health? Proactive nutrition isn't about following the latest fad diet or depriving yourself. It's about making informed choices that fuel your body and protect it from illness. Think of it as investing in your health 401k. Every nutritious meal is a deposit into your future well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, I barely have time to breathe, let alone plan my meals. But here's the thing. Small changes can make a big difference. It's not about overhauling your entire diet overnight. It's about gradually introducing foods that are rich in essential nutrients. Let's break it down. Your body needs a mix of macronutrients, that's your carbs, proteins, and fats, and micronutrients, your vitamins and minerals. Each plays a crucial role in keeping you healthy and energized. For instance, did you know that the right balance of healthy fats can actually help reduce inflammation in your body? It's like having a built-in firefighter, ready to douse those inflammatory flames. But here's the million-dollar question. How do we put this into practice? Well, one of my favorite strategies is the Rainbow Challenge. Try to eat fruits and vegetables from every color of the rainbow each day. Not only does this ensure you're getting a variety of nutrients, but it also makes your meals Instagram-worthy. Remember, every meal is an opportunity to make a positive choice. So the next time you're reaching for that vending machine snack, pause and ask yourself, is this fueling my body or just filling it? Your future self will thank you for making the healthier choice. Stay tuned, because coming up, we'll be diving deeper into the specific nutrients your body craves and how to satisfy those needs without sacrificing flavor. Trust me, your taste buds and your waistline will both be doing a happy dance. And hey, if you're loving this content and want more tips on how to take charge of your health, don't forget to visit our website, nutritionally.com. We've got a treasure trove of resources waiting for you there. Now let's keep this nutritional party going. Welcome back, Health Warriors. It's Alex, and we're about to embark on a thrilling journey through the world of essential nutrients. Buckle up, because this ride is going to be both delicious and nutritious. You know how your smartphone needs the right kind of charge to keep running smoothly? Well, your body is no different. It craves specific nutrients to function at its best. Let's break down these nutritional superheroes, shall we? First up, we have the macronutrients, the heavy lifters of the nutrient world: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. Now, I know carbs have gotten a bad rap lately, but hear me out. Carbs are your body's preferred energy source. They're like the premium gasoline for your internal engine. The key is choosing the right kinds. Think whole grains, fruits, and veggies. Proteins are the building blocks of life. They're not just for bodybuilders, they're crucial for everyone. They help repair tissues, support your immune system, and even keep your hair looking fabulous. And fats? Oh, they're not the villain they've been made out to be. Healthy fats, like those found in avocados, nuts, and olive oil, are essential for brain health and hormone production. But wait, there's more. Let's not forget about the micronutrients, vitamins and minerals. These tiny but mighty nutrients are like the behind-the-scenes crew that keeps the show running smoothly. Vitamin D, for instance, is a superstar for bone health. And iron? It's the VIP for keeping your energy levels up. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, this sounds great, but how do I make sure I'm getting all of these? Well, my friend, variety is the spice of life and the key to a balanced diet. Aim to include a rainbow of fruits and vegetables in your meals. Each color represents different nutrients. It's like eating a beautiful, delicious work of art. And let's not forget about fiber, the unsung hero of the nutrient world. It's not just about keeping things moving. Fiber helps control blood sugar levels, lowers cholesterol, and even feeds the good bacteria in your gut. It's like a broom for your insides. Remember, every bite you take is an opportunity to nourish your body. So the next time you're planning a meal, think of it as assembling your personal team of nutritional superheroes. Which ones will you choose to fight for your health today? Stay tuned, because up next, we'll be diving into how these nutrients work together to prevent common health issues. It's like the Avengers of the nutrition world, and you won't want to miss it. And hey, if you're hungry for more nutritional knowledge, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. We've got a feast of information waiting for you there. Now let's keep this nutritional party rolling. Welcome back, Health Champions. It's Alex here, and we're about to embark on a mission to prevent those pesky health issues that love to crash our wellness party. Are you ready to be your own health superhero? Let's dive in. You know how they say, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, there's more truth to that than you might think. But let's expand that to a whole fruit basket, shall we? Because when it comes to preventing common health issues, variety is your secret weapon. Let's talk about the big three: heart disease, diabetes, and inflammation. These are like the supervillains of the health world, but guess what? Your diet is your kryptonite against them. First up, heart disease. Now, I don't mean to get all dramatic, but your heart is kind of a big deal. It's been beating for you since before you were born, so let's show it some love. Foods rich in fiber, healthy fats, and antioxidants are like a protective shield for your heart. Think of oatmeal as your heart's cozy sweater, salmon as its personal bodyguard, and berries as its cheerleading squad. Next on our hit list, diabetes. This sneaky villain likes to mess with your blood sugar levels. But here's a cool trick. Eating foods high in fiber and low in added sugars can help keep your blood sugar steady. It's like giving your body a built-in thermostat. Whole grains, legumes, and leafy greens are your best friends here. They're the Cool Runnings bobsled team of foods. They keep everything smooth and under control. And let's not forget about inflammation, the silent troublemaker. It's like that annoying background noise you can't quite place. But foods rich in antioxidants and omega-3 fatty acids can help turn down the volume. Think of colorful fruits and veggies as your internal peacekeepers, and fatty fish as the diplomats negotiating for calm inside your body. Now, I can almost hear you thinking, Alex, this sounds great, but I'm not a superhero. How can I possibly fight all these villains? Well, here's the secret. You don't have to do it all at once. Small, consistent changes can make a big difference. Maybe start by adding an extra serving of vegetables to your dinner, or swapping out your afternoon cookie for a handful of nuts. Remember, every meal is a chance to make a healthy choice. It's like you're the director of your own health movie, and with each food choice, you're writing the script for a healthier future. How's that for a plot twist? Stay tuned, because up next, we'll be sharing some practical tips to help you enhance your diet without feeling like you're on a restrictive health kick. Trust me, your taste buds are going to love this next part. And hey, if you're craving more juicy health tips, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. We've got a buffet of information waiting for you there. Now, let's keep this health prevention party going. Hey there, health heroes. Alex back with you, and we're about to get down to the nitty-gritty of making this whole balanced diet thing work in real life. Because let's face it, we're not all Michelin star chefs with endless time on our hands, right? So how do we make this nutrition magic happen in our busy lives? Well, I've got some practical tips that'll make you feel like a wellness wizard without needing a magic wand or a time turner. First up, let's talk variety. I know, we've mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. Eating a variety of foods isn't just good for you, it's also way more interesting for your taste buds. Think of your plate as a color palette. The more colors you add, the more nutrients you're getting. It's like painting a masterpiece, but instead of canvas, you're using your dinner plate. Now, here's a game changer: meal planning. I can almost hear some of you groaning, but stick with me here. Spending a little time planning your meals can save you a ton of time and stress during the week. Plus, it helps you avoid the dreaded what's for dinner panic that often leads to less than healthy choices. Think of it as being your own personal assistant. Future you will be so grateful. Let's talk grocery shopping. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. My top tip? shop the perimeter of the store first. That's usually where you'll find the fresh produce, lean meats, and dairy. The inner aisles, that's processed food territory. Venture there with caution, my friends. And while we're on the subject of shopping, let's chat about labels. Reading food labels doesn't have to feel like decoding ancient hieroglyphics. Look for short ingredient lists with words you can actually pronounce. If it sounds like it belongs in a chemistry lab rather than your kitchen, maybe think twice. Now here's a biggie, cooking at home. I get it, after a long day, the last thing you want to do is slave over a hot stove. But hear me out, cooking at home gives you control. Control over ingredients, portion sizes, and even flavors. Plus, it's often cheaper and healthier than eating out. Win, win, win. Here's a fun challenge for you. Try one new recipe each week. It doesn't have to be complicated. Even a new way of preparing vegetables counts. Who knows? You might discover your new favorite dish. Lastly, remember this, progress, not perfection. You don't have to overhaul your entire diet overnight. Small, consistent changes add up over time. Maybe start by adding an extra serving of veggies to one meal a day, or swapping out one processed snack for a piece of fruit. Every step counts. Coming up next, we'll be exploring how to navigate those tricky eating situations. You know, the ones where your willpower seems to go on vacation. Trust me, you won't want to miss these strategies. And hey, if you're hungry for more practical tips, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. We've got a smorgasbord of information waiting for you there. Now, let's keep this balanced diet party rolling. Welcome back, health enthusiasts. It's Alex here, and we're about to dive into a topic that might just blow your mind, the power of food as medicine. Now, I'm not saying you should trade in your doctor for a chef's hat, but stick with me here, because this is where nutrition gets really exciting. You've probably heard the phrase, you are what you eat, right? Well, it turns out there's a lot more truth to that than we once thought. Food isn't just fuel, it's information for our bodies. Every bite we take is sending messages to our cells, influencing how they function. It's like your body is a super advanced computer, and food is the software that helps it run smoothly. Let's take inflammation, for example. We've talked about this troublemaker before, but did you know that certain foods can actually help fight it? Foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, like salmon and walnuts, are like little firefighters, dousing those inflammatory flames. On the flip side, processed foods and added sugars, they're more like gasoline on the fire. Yikes. Now let's talk about your gut. It's not just about digestion, folks. Your gut is like the command center for your immune system. And guess what? The foods you eat can either support your gut's good bacteria or feed the troublemakers. Fermented foods like yogurt, kefir, and kimchi are like reinforcements for your gut's army of good bacteria. It's like sending in the nutrition Navy SEALs. But wait, there's more. Ever heard of antioxidants? These little superheroes are found in colorful fruits and vegetables, and they're on a mission to protect your cells from damage. It's like they're wearing tiny capes, fighting off the villains that want to age us faster. So next time you're munching on blueberries or sipping green tea, imagine you're powering up your internal defense system. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Alex, this sounds great, but I've got specific health issues. Can food really help? Well, while it's always important to work with your healthcare provider, research is showing that diet can play a crucial role in managing many chronic conditions. For example, a diet rich in whole grains and lean proteins can help stabilize blood sugar for those with diabetes. For heart health, foods high in soluble fiber, like oats and beans, can help lower cholesterol. It's like your fork is a magic wand, and every meal is an opportunity to cast a spell for better health. But here's the really cool part. You don't have to wait until you're sick to harness the power of food as medicine. Every healthy choice you make is like making a deposit in your wellness bank account. And trust me, those deposits add up over time. Coming up next, we'll be exploring how to make these powerful food choices without feeling like you're on a restrictive diet. Because let's face it, life's too short for bland food. And hey, if you're hungry for more information on food as medicine, don't forget to check out nutritionally.com. We've got a whole pharmacy of food facts waiting for you there. Now, let's keep this nutritional revolution going. Welcome back, Nutrition Detectives. It's Alex here, and we're about to embark on a mission to crack the code of making informed food choices. Grab your magnifying glass because we're going to uncover some secrets that'll make you feel like a superstar in the grocery aisles. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, there's so much conflicting information out there. How am I supposed to know what to believe? Well, my friends, that's exactly why we're diving into this topic today. It's time to cut through the noise and get to the good stuff. First things first, let's talk about food labels. These little rectangles of information can be your best friends if you know how to read them. But don't worry, you don't need a PhD in nutrition to figure them out. Here's a pro tip. Start with the ingredient list. The shorter, the better. If it reads like a chemistry textbook, it might be time to put that item back on the shelf. Now, let's chat about serving sizes. This is where many of us get tripped up. That bag of chips might say it only has 150 calories per serving, but how many of us actually stop at one serving? Be honest. Always check how many servings are in a package. It's like solving a mini math problem, but trust me, your waistline will thank you later. Here's another nugget of wisdom. Don't fall for flashy front-of-package claims. All natural, low fat, sugar-free. These phrases can be misleading. It's like judging a book by its cover, and we all know how that turns out. Always flip that package over and check the facts for yourself. Now, let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the nutrition world. Organic foods. Are they worth the extra cost? Well, it depends. For some foods, like the Dirty Dozen, those fruits and veggies that tend to have more pesticide residues, going organic might be a good choice. But for others, conventional options are just fine. It's all about making informed decisions based on your priorities and budget. Speaking of budgets, here's a hot tip. Eating healthy doesn't have to break the bank. Frozen fruits and veggies are often just as nutritious as fresh ones and can be much easier on your wallet. It's like having a little piece of summer all year round. And let's not forget about local and seasonal foods. Not only are they often fresher and more flavorful, but they're also usually better for the environment. It's like giving Mother Nature a high five with every bite. Remember, making informed food choices isn't about being perfect. It's about being aware and making the best decisions you can with the information you have. It's like you're the director of your own health movie, and every food choice is a scene in that Oscar-worthy performance. Coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with some final thoughts on how to make all this nutrition knowledge work for you in the real world. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. And hey, if you're craving more tips on making informed food choices, don't forget to visit nutritionally.com. We've got a whole buffet of information waiting for you there. Now let's keep this nutrition detective work going. Welcome back, Health Champions. It's Alex, and we've reached the grand finale of our nutritional journey. We've covered a lot of ground, but now it's time to zoom out and look at the big picture. Let's talk about the long-term benefits of healthy eating, because trust me, this is where the magic really happens. You know how compound interest works in finance? Well, healthy eating is like compound interest for your body. Every nutritious meal, every smart food choice is an investment in your future self. And let me tell you, the returns are out of this world. First up, let's talk about longevity. Now, I'm not promising you'll live to be 150, but studies have shown that a balanced, nutrient-rich diet can add years to your life. It's like you're building a time machine with your fork. Imagine all the extra sunsets you'll get to see, the laughs you'll share with loved ones, the books you'll read. It's not just about adding years to your life, but life to your years. But it's not just about living longer, it's about living better. Think about your future self for a moment. Don't you want to be that sprightly grandparent who can keep up with the kids? Or that retiree who's off traveling the world instead of shuttling between doctor's appointments? Healthy eating now is like sending a gift to your future self. And let me tell you, future you is going to be so grateful. Let's talk about mental clarity. You know that foggy feeling you get after a junk food binge? Well, a consistently healthy diet can help keep your mind sharp and focused. It's like upgrading your brain's operating system. Imagine tackling your to-do list with the efficiency of a superhero, or finally mastering that hobby you've always wanted to try. And here's something that often gets overlooked: the impact on your mood and emotional well-being. A nutrient-rich diet can help balance your hormones and support the production of those feel-good neurotransmitters. It's like giving your body the ingredients to cook up happiness from the inside out. Who wouldn't want a slice of that pie? Now let's address the elephant in the room, healthcare costs. By investing in your health through good nutrition, you're potentially saving yourself from a mountain of medical bills down the road. It's like you're your own health insurance policy. But perhaps the most beautiful benefit of all is the ripple effect. When you commit to healthy eating, you're not just changing your own life. You're setting an example for your friends, your family, maybe even your community. You become a beacon of health, inspiring others to make positive changes too. It's like you're starting a wellness revolution, one meal at a time. Remember, this journey isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Every healthy choice you make is a step in the right direction. And those steps, they add up to miles over time. So keep walking that path, my friends. Your future self is cheering you on. As we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Healthy eating isn't a destination. It's a lifelong adventure. And the best part, the adventure starts right now with your very next meal. Thank you for joining me on this nutritional journey. If you're hungry for more health wisdom, don't forget to visit nutritionally.com. We've got a feast of information waiting for you there. Until next time, this is Alex, reminding you that every bite is an opportunity to nourish your body and invest in your future. Here's to your health, happiness, and a lifetime of delicious, nutritious meals. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.